From the Heart, October 17, guided by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We cannot spiritually discern the character of God or accept of Jesus Christ by faith unless our life and character are marked by purity, by the casting down of imaginations and of every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and by bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The Lord is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that earnestly desire it than our earthly parents to give good gifts to their children. Christ has promised the Holy Spirit to guide us unto all truth and righteousness and holiness. The Holy Spirit is not given by measure to those who earnestly seek for it, who by faith stand upon the promises of God. They plead the pledged word of God, saying, "Thou hast said it, I take thee at thy word." The Comforter is given that he may take of the things of Christ and show them unto us, that he may present in their rich assurance the words that fell from his lips and convey them with living power to the soul who is obedient, who is emptied of self. It is then that the soul receives the image and superscription of the divine. Then Jesus Christ is formed within, the hope of glory. Food is the substance of which we partake, that our bodies may be strengthened and built up. In like manner, we are to feed upon that which will build up our spiritual nature. Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Our bodies are composed of that upon which we feed. So our spiritual life will be composed of that upon which we feed. If we feed on Christ, by thinking of him, by obeying his words, we are built up in him and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth unto the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. As God works in us to will, we are to cooperate with God, manifesting a determination like that of Daniel to do the will of God, working in harmony with the divine agent. Then we shall have rest in God.